This is Michelle, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ICRA. In the news today, Cairo-Durham School's interim superintendent, Anthony Taibbi, announced Wednesday, November 12th, Cairo-Durham Elementary School is losing its principal midway through the year. Dr. Thomas Baumgartner, assigned this fall to lead the district's newly established single elementary school, has now been named administrator on special assignment to assist with programs and professional development. Baumgartner will now work out of the middle high school building. Current Cairo-Durham Elementary Assistant Principal Marie Coulihan has been named acting principal. No replacement for Coulihan was announced. The announcement was sent home to parents but was not posted to the district website as of November 13th. The announcement marks the most recent major staff changes in the district. In July, Taibbi, the former Cairo-Durham High School principal, was named interim superintendent after Superintendent Mary Fassett was let go with no announced reason a month after her contract with the district was extended through 2017 by the Board of Education. Casey Seiler is reporting at Capital Confidential. State Assembly Member Karim Kamara is planning a Thursday, November 13th news conference to raise awareness of the Sugar-Sweetened Beverages Safety Warning Act. The legislation, if passed, would require health warning labels on certain beverages with added sugar. The warning label would read, "Safety Warning. Drinking beverages with added sugar contributes to obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay." The bill excludes beverages containing 100% natural fruit or vegetable juice, with no added caloric sweeteners, dietary aids, or infant formula, and beverages where milk is the principal ingredient. As with current warning labels on nicotine products and advertising, the size of the warning label would be dictated by the size of the drink. Read the full post at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Associated Press is reporting open enrollment in New York's Health Exchange begins Saturday, November 15th. This year, individual premium costs will rise approximately 4.5% for individuals and families. There are 370,604 New Yorkers enrolled with commercial and nonprofit insurers through the exchange, a part of the new national healthcare program, and 525,283 in Medicaid and 64,875 in the state's Child Health Plus coverage for families with moderate incomes. 16 insurers will offer plans for individuals and families in New York in 2015. 9 insurers will offer coverage for small businesses with 50 or fewer workers. Read the full Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman. Today's forecast is specific to Catskill and Greene County. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York, Northwestern Connecticut, Western Massachusetts, and Southern Vermont. Thursday, November 13th, the first snowfall of the season will bring light accumulations, mainly south and east of the capital region Thursday night. Snow advisories may be issued later in the day if needed. Today, increasing clouds, high near 45. Thursday night, rain and snow. Showers likely before 2 a.m., then a chance of snow showers. Cloudy, low around 29. A forecast for the next 3 days. Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and noon, then a slight chance of rain showers after noon. Mostly sunny, high near 42. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers, partly cloudy, low around 25. Saturdays, mostly sunny, high near 39. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 26. Sunday, there's a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain showers. Mostly cloudy, high near 45. Sunday night, a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around 32. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m. Sunset is at 4:35 p.m. The length of today is 9 hours and 50 minutes. Public meetings. Today is the second Thursday of the month. We do recommend that you, we suggest you call ahead to confirm the time and location of the meetings. All telephone numbers are in the 518 area code except where noted. Cairo-Durham Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. in the middle school cafeteria, 1301 Route 145, Cairo, 622-8543. Chatham Village Board meeting at 7:30 p.m. at Village Hall, 77 Main Street, Chatham, 392-5821. Claverack, town board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 91 Church Street, Mellonville, 672-7911. Copaic, town board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road, Copaic, 329-1234. Gallatin, town board meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Town Hall, 667 Route 7, Ancram, 398-7519. Greene County, Finance and Audit Committee meeting at 5 p.m. at the County Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, 719-3270. Greenville Board of Education meeting at 7 p.m. in the Middle High School Library, Route 81, Greenville, 966-5070. Kinderhook, a Planning Board Workshop meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. That's going to be at 4 Church Street in Niverville, 784-2233. Livingston Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 119 County Route 19. New Baltimore, the Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall at 3809 County Route 51, Hanacraw. That's 756-6671. Philmont, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont. That's 672-7032. Stuyvesant Town Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive, Stuyvesant, 758-6248. The Tannersville Village Trustees will meet tonight at 7 p.m. in their Village Hall on Route 23A. The Wyndham Town Board meets at 8 p.m. at Town Hall at 371 State Route 296, Hensonville, 734-4170. The Wyndham Ashland Jewett Board of Education meeting is at 7 p.m. in the School Library, 5411 State Route 23 in Wyndham. And that number is 734-3400.